Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Mixed bag today in the grain futures with corn and wheat trading in the red at the end of today, and then soybeans trading higher here. We had July soybeans making contract highs here up at 15.09 is where they're going to settle, or about there. That's up 21.5 cents. And if you look back over the past 2 or 3 months, we've rallied almost $3, about $2.80 from the start of the year and the end of January. So that's a substantial rally, and something that like the beans were a low stocks to use ratio or tight stocks has really pushed prices over the top here, and they continue to make new highs, making it bullish on out. If you notice that the old crop is inverted, meaning the old crop prices are higher than the November new crop prices, and that going into a new crop season with that on our mind is really a bullish picture for the longer term. So now we'll see if we do plant those additional acres above 81 million acres in beans. But that will come here in the next few months. And then corn futures under pressure here, down 5 to 6 cents. Just not a whole lot of going on there. Now we have a little bit of negative export news, as they're expecting some more cancellations. And then wheat futures, they've added a little bit of rainfall here in the southern plains, and looking like there wasn't much damage due to the freeze, and that's causing wheat to go lower.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Ethanol production continues to stay strong. We were higher on the week, about 301,000 barrels worth. We produced 6.53 million barrels this week, and that puts stocks a little bit lower on the week, down to 15.952. But increasing production and lower ethanol stocks is just a reflection of the positive profit margins in Iowa. They're estimated to be around $3.50 a bushel. So that looks like we'll have a continuation of good production there for ethanol. The other report we have to finish off this short week, of course, the markets closed Friday due to the Easter holiday and the Good Friday. So short week this week. Tomorrow we'll have the regularly scheduled export sales report, which will be tomorrow morning and at 7:30 a.m. They're looking for old crop bean sales to be anywhere from 100,000, negative 100,000 to a positive 100,000. There's some indications that there will be some continued cancellations. New crop bean sales are estimated to be 175 to 350,000. And then all of corn, anywhere from 550 to 850. And then if you add all the wheat up, it's anywhere from 50,000 to about 450,000. Now, remember, tomorrow, again, is the Friday is the Good Friday holiday. So markets will be closed, and we have a short trading week to finish this week.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were up 47 cents at 145.75. The April contract for feeder cattle was up 2 cents at 179.25. And May lean hogs were up $1.37 at 122.87. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was down 11 cents at 754 and a half. Chicago May wheat was down 13 and three quarter cents at 688 even. In the row crops, Chicago May corn was down 6 1/4 cents at 497 and a half. And May soybeans were up 17 and a half cents on the day at 1518 and three quarters. In the cotton markets, May cotton was up 112 points, and the July contract was up 128 at 92.57 cents per pound. That's your morning market review on Big Country. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel on the Radio Oklahoma Network. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.